And this is the Podcast Terbia Blacklist Podcast for this week's episode, Katerina Rostova, number 3. I am Brian, joined by Dave, and we are our highest number so far, number 3.
Big deal.
It is a big deal. I mean, Red's number 1, probably. I mean, would he be number 1 on his own list?
It's going to be Red or Liz. I think they're going to be 1 and 2.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, Dembe was already there, yeah. So unless it's this Townsend guy that we just starting to learn about.
The who?
The Townsend directive guy, whoever this Townsend is.
Yeah, Pete Townsend.
Yeah, exactly. So
from the who?
Oh, the who, yes.
There we go.
Sorry, it took me a second.
All our listeners are going boo because boo. You're not getting it.
Dad jokes, boo.
And then all of our millennials are going, who? And looking it up really quick on their smartphones.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Who? All right. So into it. We got we'll start us off. We got a lot going on here. I mean, it's the fall finale. So kind of get some answers to some things throughout the way. We learn.
You called it. Absolutely. The doll played into it. It was the way she gave the signal for the guy to come over. You called it. No surprises.
Yeah, I thought that was going to end last week, but that was kind of the...
It was how it began this week.
The stinger or whatever for this week. So, yeah, we had that. But, yeah, she's sitting there with the doll in front of her and makes that comment. Yeah, if somebody were to be listening, I would like them to come in here right now. It's like giving him the cue and comes in, knocks out Liz, and they tie her up. And we have, I guess, lots of heart-to-hearts between Liz and Katerina.
Yeah, bullshit.
But I'll tell you this. The one thing about Liz this whole series is her waffling on people.
She's so trusting.
She waffles so easily from week to week. She goes from I'm never gonna trust Red again till I don't care who he is, he's all he does is protect. She just her emotions towards people, so trusting, changes so easily, and it happens right here as well. She's trying to protect her own daughter Agnes, but at the same time, I mean, obviously there's something for her mother and she's always wondered about her mother, but I don't know, it is all still so weird. And I'm on the greater than 50% that it is Katerina, but still something inside me believes that I shouldn't trust that, that I feel like the show's still pushing it real hard, even with trying to fool us in the end.
No, I don't think it's her mother, and I'm standing by that.
Yeah, I'm good with standing by that theory.
This didn't have, it's one of those, until Reddington says it, it is not the truth.
Right, because Reddington's only called her Katerina once, and that was when she had her back turned in Paris. Hasn't called her that since.
Yeah, and that was the name she was going by to get her attention. And that's the thing, is Reddington is the only one, I mean, Dembe probably does, that knows all of the truth. Because we know Fakerina doesn't know it because she's trying to get answers. She's right. Torturing Ilya. She's, trying to get answers. Liz was being interrogated, and she didn't pick up on it.
Right, and telling, and with Liz saying, I know Ilya Koslov's is Reddington, and she's like, and who told you that? Well, Reddington confirmed it, which is interesting because he never actually did. He just never denied it.
Exactly. Even to Cooper. Cooper, he on the airplane in the Kuwait episode, he's like, oh, you've been talking to Elizabeth.
Yep.
He never said, I am.
Right. And we know who Ilya is. I mean, I think that's established. I don't think there's going to be any mystery that all of a sudden this guy's not. That's clear.
That is Ilya. He's one of the.
Yeah. Frank is Frank his name. Frank Bloom. Was that who was
more
something like that? He's definitely Ilya. So we're not going to have any switcheroo with that one. But still, he wouldn't give up any information Red's able to get in there and say. There's a whole ordeal that goes on. Most of my notes are pretty much just beat by beat of the show of what's happening. But we get all this little trickery going on throughout, just common misdirection throughout the whole episode with Katerina and her people and Red and his people. You know, Red sending in two of his guys posing as wrestler.
It was awesome.
And Aram.
Yeah, Mushtaba. Yeah, it was awesome.
And at first when they showed up, I'm like, it actually, I feel stupid, but it didn't click to me that those were Red's people. I don't know why, but I thought it would have been like the organization, like the initiative or whatever it's going after Katarina. It didn't click to me that those are Red's guys, even though I think we've seen them before. I feel like we saw them last season in one of these switcheroo type things. Yeah. But it didn't click to me right away until they went in, rescued Ilya, had the getaway there. And then, but all the meanwhile, you know, Liz was there helping Katarina and her people escape. And we get Evil Wrestler at the end, too. So there's a lot in this episode. I'm all over the place with it. I'm not really sure where to focus in on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest thing to focus on is Liz being wishy-washy.
Right.
And I'm not even sure. I think Red's smart enough to know I saw something with my eyes. Oh. I don't think when she comes back alive, when Katarina comes back, which we know she is because we've seen it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be like, okay, so how'd you do it? It's not going to be like, oh my God, you're alive. It's going to be like, I knew it was just a matter of time.
I was almost. Yeah. Cause we'll jump right to that ending part. I mean, when she, you know, gets hit by the truck and gets out and gets shot. It was no surprise that she got shot. It was definitely staged. There's kind of like a staging of like we saw in the flashback where the intent was the people that are after her, let's kill her in front of the people that are after her. Therefore they will all believe she's dead and move on. So she staged that herself to do that. And Red is really the only one there to witness it. So it was there for him to witness. But Liz wasn't in on the plan until she calls her later. And that phone call later to Liz was no surprise to me. I mean, I actually didn't think they would reveal that there. I thought maybe they would save that, but I guess
that's gotta be the cliffhanger.
It's a good cliffhanger too, because it's like, oh, she got away.
Yeah. So we're going to have the conclusion as we called that was going to happen too.
Correct. Yeah. Because I said it, you know, when she got killed, I'm like, I made this huge stink last week about how, you know, when somebody is named in an episode, especially the higher, you know, the higher level names, that they don't necessarily get killed in that episode. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'm wrong. But no, again, just the common misdirection or that they're taking throughout this season and, you know, showing in front of Red and Dembe that she's killed. And then we see her later and kind of the way she goes away is saying to Liz, I got to go into hiding for a little bit, but we're not finished here, is basically going to buy us, gosh, probably six episodes at the start of the spring season where we don't see her at all until
we'll get a mini arc. Probably maybe a wrestler arc actually based on what we saw in the end of this. We definitely got Dark Jedi Wrestler kind of going in there.
Yeah, it was weird because I had honestly forgotten about the guy, that other guy, and then Wrestler, you know, really wanting to seek revenge on this guy. It just seemed odd to me. It seemed way out of character that he's doing this. But we getting hints of it a little bit throughout the season with Wrestler's interaction with Agent Park, just saying that, you know, working for the devil, we've done some things that, you know, even we never thought we would do with working with Red. So it's a weird swing for the character to all of a sudden have this vengeful attitude and to, you know, take this one memory guy that they were able to capture, the one who was torturing Ilya there, was a Victor, and take him and have him torture this other guy.
Is it really that weird of a swing considering we saw him kill the deputy attorney general?
Well, he's had his little dark moments, but he's always been the law guy, you know, but yeah, it just seems like a hard swing all of a sudden that we've gone this, it seems like a real hard swing though.
I hear where you're coming from.
I just don't feel like we've been slowly leading up to this over time. I
don't think this is the darkest thing he's done.
Yeah.
You know, I think when he killed the woman in her own home, and then had to go through and kind of find the dude to clean up after
him. The cleaner guy, yeah.
You know, we went through that little arc. So I think this is kind of, you know, on not even as bad as that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Because he's like, hey, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to send you back to prison and you'll never be able to do this again. You know, hey, as far as he's concerned, he's reforming him.
Right. Yeah. So he never does it to anybody else again. Yeah. If he takes
I'm not going to go into right or wrong on that.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, he had been on a solid path to redemption for a while and a lot of,
yeah.
I mean, trying to be the good guy again. And then suddenly it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be the good guy for this one, but this one is personal.
True, absolutely. And he's had his moments. They've given him little dark side arcs throughout time. The drug addiction arc that he had a while back. He's had little moments, but then we also get
the
these moments
that he bought.
Right.
For lack of better words. Sounds really bad, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But we've also had moments with him where he's, you know, the whole season where Liz was on the run after killing the attorney general, you know, that he was the one that was going to bring her down, and he was very by the law. So we get swings back and forth with him.
The greatest revelation of swing was you crashed a wedding.
Right.
Yeah. And it's kind of hot. They just leave the name tags out there and anybody can go in and do this.
Yeah. Armsman.
Love you, Arm.
Armsman really underutilized this whole season, but when he's been utilized, it's been good. And we do get the answer to that because we've been saying all along, we don't know the name of this guy. I mean, has he been named? Has he been identified? This bodyguard with Katerina. And well, there we go. That's why. And I feel like we maybe wondered if he was that Bertie Chertoff guy back when that name came up, but then kind of forgot about it. And I know we brought it up recently that still needs to get resolved. And that was resolved this week because, you know, I heard it right when Agent Park's interviewing him. He gives the name Gregory Flynn. I'm like, oh, that was the name that Arm got on the card that at the wedding that guy handed him. So there you go. So this guy's Bertie Chertoff, and that just leads. Again,
it was a nice package. It was fine.
Yeah, the bulk of this episode was really just kind of tidying up. There wasn't really a lot of revelations here. It was just tidying up where we are, getting Katerina out of the apartment across the hall, and we can move on with the story from there. But again, with Red thinking she's dead, I mean, we're not going to have Red looking for her anymore, and Red's going to feel like another, you know, he's rescued his buddy, Ilya, so we got Red's going to feel safe and he doesn't have to divulge any further what's going on. Although, and he doesn't know that Liz knows who Ilya is. The real Ilya.
Yeah, it's true.
So,
and he was unconscious when she was in there.
Yeah, so Liz is going to keep that from him, and we're going to have another one of these Liz doing an investigation.
Other dude does. Dude with wrestler, other memory dude does.
Yes, that's a good point.
So we'll see if they can write that appropriately.
Yeah, because somebody should find out that this guy was doing memory things on Ilya. That should be brought up, and anybody in the post office should red flag that, because they, you know, Liz debriefed them all that Red is Ilya.
Yeah.
So that should come out, and then that should be okay. So who the hell is this guy now? And we got nothing. This episode, which I didn't expect that would point us in a direction for that, other than it's just still a mystery, and that Ilya kept that secret, you know, through all the torture and all the mind control that he was being given. He did not give up that one secret, and that Katerina still doesn't know what she's trying to find out. So it really goes into, you know, looking into her past, you know, and the lies that we've been told, you know, Dom's story and so forth. And even Ilya's little backstory is what was her involvement in all this? Cause she was supposed to be there. and she's not. But I think we do got to look back to that last week or whatever. It was key that we never saw the face of her in the flashback.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I don't think it was a, and I think I mentioned this last week, it wasn't a actress unavailable. They would have had plenty of stock footage.
Yeah.
Or they could have reused an existing.
And whereas Red has never said the words and acknowledged, yes, I'm Ilya. I don't think this Katerina has ever said, when people have addressed her as such, like Liz did at the beginning of the episode, but you're Katerina Rostova. I don't think she's ever said, yes, I am. Either.
No, all she said is, I'm your mother. And it's, there's a lot of deception on that. Yeah. Like, but Red is an honest villain.
Mm-hmm. She has never outright said, I'm trying to recall, unless she's said it in conversations with Bertie Chertoff, but I don't even think then they've addressed each other because they were careful not to address him until this episode. I don't know if we've ever had her identified, other than we are making assumptions because that's what we are being told through the investigation, but I'm not so sure that she's ever even admittingly said that either. So that could be something to keep an eye on that could support the fact that it's not her.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's a reach, but...
Well, it's a parallel, though, to Red not admitting who he is. So that's what I mean.
Yes. But that's a character thing for Red. I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree. I'm just saying it fits for Red. We don't know what fits for her.
Right. Although, you know, we could have a situation where Red and the real Red and the real Katerina were both killed. And two new people assume the identities.
Yes.
So back in the Night of the Fire or something like that. She could have, you know, something could have happened. I'm not saying that she got killed at the fire, but, you know, she could have been killed long ago as well.
Maybe it's not the real Masha.
Well, that's the other thing. There's some thoughts that, you know, maybe she's connected else in other ways. So it's, we know that this Raymond Reddington, whoever the hell he is, whether he be a real one or somebody impersonating him, cares deeply for Liz. And that everything he's doing, he has admitted as such to this, that everything he's done to this point is for her. You know, this whole thing, this whole enterprise he's had, everything he's done was to protect her and make sure she's...
Protect her.
Yeah.
Not her mother.
Right.
Not her father. Not her grandfather.
Yep.
Her.
To protect her. Yes, her. Not... Yeah, so whoever she is, and whoever she is, you know, because she has a different name too. You know, again, just... She's... Living under Liz Keen, but, you know.
Also very protective of Agnes.
Yep.
But yes.
So that is clear. So we know that. And this Katerina woman, I don't know. It just doesn't feel complete. It feels like there's still a lot missing to this, and her showing up the way she has showed up. You know, it gets out of that, you know, she had to kind of come out and get back into action again because this directive has been looking for her and she was trying to figure out why. And Liz admits, well, that's probably because of me, because I've been asking questions about you.
Yeah. And I'm the one that got it activated. But even then, she still didn't feel like she understood the why part. Now we have the how it got activated, mm-hmm. but why is it in there in the first place?
Right.
And I don't know. I almost feel like she doesn't fully understand that.
Well, Liz is clearly in the dark on everything. We as viewers know a lot more than Liz does. We can kind of make some assumptions based on what we've seen, especially with Ilya's recent flashback, to kind of going with that. Kind of clearing up a little bit of what Dom's story was, but still we don't know the whole truth about that whole event and the events around that with who's going to take the place of Raymond Reddington and so forth. We don't have all those details, but that'll come forward, my guess, rest of this season or into next season if there is one. So that's where we get those answers. But yeah, her surviving the assault at the end was really no surprise.
No.
It seemed too easy of a way to kill her off, which is why I truly didn't think she was dead. Or it was killing off this person and we would find out that, oh, but that wasn't her.
Yeah, it was another decoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Let's see, looking through my notes here. What else do you have that you can recall? You've watched this episode a couple times, so.
Yeah, due to timing, I had to do kind of the double episodes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We didn't get any red stories in this one, did we?
Not really. Yeah. It was mostly Red just sitting in a car looking for people. It was looking out the window. There wasn't a lot of Red in this.
Yeah.
And we got to see, you know, the parallels, you know, of both of them using their teams to engage in things.
The park in the car. Miss Park in the car was hysterical. What are you doing here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were even here.
Well, that was kind of like me, too. I'm like, what? I didn't realize she was with him.
Yeah. And that would be one of those things, like, if they keep playing that, clever writing.
Right.
Because it's a very innocent thing that she's just really quiet and stealthy and ninja-like, and she's just suddenly there. And then she kind of continues to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our favorite listener, Tom, had mentioned that in an email last week about you have to establish that these things are possible before you can use them in any other way. And this is the perfect way to do that, mm-hmm. right? She's just kind of suddenly there, and everybody goes, how are you here? And do it like one more time. Mm-hmm. And then we know that that's going to lead into there's going to be not a cliffhanger, a pivot point where it's going to be really, really important.
It'll be important that she's, that she can stealthily in a way be there, that Red doesn't notice she's sitting next to him in the back seat of the
And even car. She was like, I've been here the entire time. You know, I mean, she was kind of surprised herself that, and it wasn't like she was gaslighting him or anything. Like, I've been here the entire time. He was like, I've been here, really?
I didn't even notice.
Could be gaslighting him, but.
But yeah, it was convenient. It was almost like we need to put her in the car so she could tell Red who Bertie Chertoff is.
Let's make a joke about it. They've got to meet, or somehow she's got to do this. I don't know. This is convenient, but
yeah, let's just put her in the car.
Do it one more time, and we know we're going to get a good fun pattern out of this. That's going to be a turning point somewhere.
I mean, what do you think? Do you have any predictions on the future for her? I mean, she's obviously the replacement for Navabi on the team. So any thoughts though on it, her storyline being connected to all of this, or is she just this other character that has this past?
Because we know there's this Anchorage thing. Character that has the past, but maybe Anchorage has to do with her stealth ninja skills.
Okay. It'll be more about her though, but it won't be connected to this whole Reddington.
Yeah, it's not going to be connected to Reddington. It's going to be her that they will be able to leverage.
Yeah, she won't be something. the daughter of some guy that Red had killed or something like that.
No. I don't think there's any connection. She's just kind of another wrestler, you know, law type that starts to turn a little gray.
We did see Dom is still in his coma or whatnot while Liz talks to him at the end, just, you know, wanting to know what's being kept from her and why he had to lie, why he had to tell the story he told.
Yeah.
And saying that, you know, her, you know, I've talked to my mother, your daughter's back. And,
Red goes and pulls out the tape recorder out of one of the books, 'cause he's smart enough not to let anything be said in that room without being recorded.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, seriously. I mean, that's totally something Red would do. Right. So,
yeah. Well, we did get the answer to, Liz's apartment's supposed to be watched 24/7 by FBI guys. Well, they're incompetent FBI guys. So that's why, nothing was actually happening up until this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it. There really isn't much. I mean, I wish this. The only thing about the cliffhanger was just that she survived being killed, but there was no cliffhanger to the arc. You know, this is just, we're just moving right along. We didn't get any answers or anything. This wasn't this explosive ending that really gave us some things to chew on while we wait for the show to come back, which is not coming back until March, according to the little trailer next. So it said March 2020, the show returns, which means they're going to plow through the remaining, whatever, 14 episodes of the season in a shorter time period. They're not going to start it up in January. But because that would get March into May. They're probably not going to be able to take any breaks during that time. Or we'll get like we did last year where they did pretty much a whole season in half a year and were able to put lots, did some double ups, you know, did some two-hour episodes. So we might see that.
Oops, excuse me.
But nothing really to chew on. I mean, to give any thoughts or predictions as to where we're going other than, you know, just, I think we're all still kind of where we were. You know, we're not sure who, if we can believe she is who she is.
She is not Liz's mother.
Yeah, we're not any closer to knowing who Red is or having any more details on what happened that night. So there's
the night of the fire. Yeah.
So yeah, there's still a lot of question marks that we'll, I guess, have to wait a few months to get. So 3 months before the show comes back.
Oh my goodness, that's a long time.
Actually 4 months. So
just about. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, 3-4 months away. So yeah, we'll get there eventually. But I know we've been getting some good comments on Facebook and so forth and emails, especially last part of the season here. So
without going into them, do you have any grand theories?
I really like the theory that you had brought up.
No, without getting into them. Oh. So where I'm going with this and what I want to promise to the viewers is we have 3 months into our next episode.
Yeah.
Brian and I are going to put together, at least I am going to put together a grand theory episode.
We could do that.
That we will do sometime between now and the next episode.
In March. So maybe like mid-January, get through the holidays in mid-January, we could do a... So we've gone back through the show. We've read these timelines online. And here's the questions that we still have. And here's...
Because I've been formulating this grand theory.
Nice. Okay.
For a couple of months now.
I do have some ideas. Yes. So I'll try to put those together.
I want to make sure that you and I are in alignment when we end this on what, because I'll tell you right now like what my grand theory is.
Sure.
Well, not right now, but after the show.
But that would be good. So let's plan for that. So let's plan for like, you know, mid January. We'll come back with an episode where we can kind of you know, where our headspace is at right now with the show and where we think it's going to go. And we would
our Vegas bets are on this.
Yeah, and we would love to have all your thoughts too. So go ahead and
send them to us. Yeah,
email them to us, and we'll go ahead and read them on the show and comment on them as well. But that's a good idea. So we could do that. We could do a little extra long episode going through all the theories to date. So let's plan for that. So mid January. So about a month from now. We'll do an episode, so it gives you a month to put all your theories down and send them to us, and we'll go ahead and go over that. Now, how they can send them to us is to email them at blacklist@podcastderbia.com. That's where we want you to send these theories, because we don't want you to put those on Facebook, because we don't want to...
You can put them on Facebook, but then everybody's going to know about them.
Yeah, everybody's going to talk about it.
That's fine, actually. Yeah. Get into a discussion, but if you want to be private and sneaky, email.
Yeah, and if you want, and if you feel like you can't articulate your idea via typing it, you can go ahead and record it onto like an MP3 or something like that, and send it to us via email, and we can go ahead and play it and listen to it and comment on
it. That'd be cool.
You could do that too. I did that in the past podcast.
Almost like you're on the show.
Yeah, like a voicemail almost. We don't have a voicemail, but nobody uses phones nowadays. So, like my cell phone rang the other day, and I had no idea what it was. Because I got a new phone and I didn't know what the ringtone was. So I'm like, what is this noise in the house? So, but email comments at blacklist@podcastderbia.com. blacklist@podcastderbia.com or Facebook and Twitter, Podcasterbia. Go ahead and give us your thoughts there. And if you get this show from Apple Podcasts, please do leave us a review. We do appreciate those. So that is going to do it for this episode. I am Brian and he is Dave. We'll see y'all next time.
Good night, everybody.